This podcast is brought to you by Aspire Planning Group, insurance creating a better future for you and your family. You are listening to FNR Football Nation Radio.
Thanks for joining me, Nikolai. January is the A-League's toughest month of football, with games being played left, right and centre. How exactly are the Newcastle Jets feeling at the moment?
Games can't come soon enough for us. You know, we need points, and even though we feel like we've been performing well, the results haven't followed. But, you know, we're sticking together. We've got a good group, and so, yeah, we're confident that we can climb the leaderboard for the rest of the season.
And you do play Melbourne Victory at Amy Park on Saturday. It was only a few days ago that you were at Amy Park taking on Melbourne City. Take us through what the schedule and the preparation has been like this past week, considering it's two trips to Melbourne in only a few days.
Yeah, it's quite busy. You know, our coaching staff are well on top of that, giving us plenty of rest and recovery, and but also while putting us through our paces tactically. And, you know, adjusting a few things here and there. So, we've got a good team on and off the field here, and they're certainly looking after us.
And January, of course, is a very busy month for all teams. And does the team and the coaching staff look at this block of games from a few weeks out and put a plan in place, or is it a week-by-week kind of thing?
Oh, look, that's the coaching staff's job. You know, we're as players, we're there to act it out and put into practice on the game field what they come up with in planning. We're not too involved in those decision making, which I believe that's the way it should be. We all know that it's a busy period, and people will get chances to play, I'm sure. And we're just focusing on putting good performance together.
And while other teams during this period are losing players due to injuries, it feels like Newcastle, all the great players are coming back and hitting some really good form. Do you feel as though the team's really starting to build towards that style and form that saw you guys make the grand final last year?
In all honesty, I think we've actually been playing better. More consistent football than last year, but, you know, in the big moments, I guess last year, you know, we were doing better. You know, we were putting goals away and we weren't conceding. I feel overall we probably had an improvement this year. But you know, unfortunately, just hasn't shown the results.
And there are, of course, many different circumstances as to why the results aren't on the board. But it was interesting listening to Ernie Merrick speak the other day, and he was saying that despite the team not getting the result against Melbourne City, the spirit that the team showed and watching that unfold was a lot more rewarding. Do you feel the same way? Do you feel that the team morale is still very strong?
Definitely. Yeah, as I alluded to before, that you know, we have a good group of players here and staff. You know, we've got a lot of character, and we're going to be better for this period of frustration, I'm sure. We've got plenty of leaders and plenty of players with experience that's guiding the ship, we're going to get through it one way or another.
How is it maintaining that positivity, especially when you guys know that you're playing so well but the results might not be going your way? Is it just a matter of patience considering it's such a long season?
Yeah, you could call it that, but you know, look, I'm not under no illusion. It's not all roses. You know, we're certainly frustrated, and we know that certain things need to improve, have to improve if we want to see results. But that's normal. You know, when you're not getting results, I think the healthy thing is that we're looking internally and we're not looking to blame others.
And you'll have a great chance to get back on the winners list this week when you play the Melbourne Victory. How do you feel the team is prepared for this game?
Yeah, as good as ever. You know, we've had a great preparation. I said before that the coaching staff know what they're doing. You know, they're professional. They have. It's not really off the cuff. You know, everything's planned and. We're looking good for the weekend, but it's going to be another tough game away from home.
And you have come up against some quality strikers in your career. And how exactly does one prepare for someone like Enola Toivonen, who you'll be up against tomorrow?
Yeah, he's certainly a good player, and he's shown his quality and his class throughout the season so far. But yeah, for me, it's nothing new. You know, I'm going to focus on what I do and how I can help the team. It's not just about one player. So yeah, I mean, I think it's good for the league that Australia can attract the talented players like that.
Well, Nikolai, it's shaping up to be a fantastic game against Melbourne Victory on the weekend. Wish you all the best of luck and hope to see you and hear from you very soon.
Great. Cheers.